asking all the right questions. The Aaron Rand Show, CJAD 800.
Welcome back. It's being described as a landmark ruling for employment law in this country. Happened last week, the Supreme Court of Canada ruled that employees are still entitled to bonuses owed them even after they have lost their jobs if reasonable notice was not given to them before being terminated. Howard Levitt is a Toronto employment lawyer. He represented the plaintiff in that case. He's on the line right now. Mr. Levitt, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let me ask you, first of all, this was a significant settlement. It was worth well over $1 million. Well, what's the landmark nature of this ruling? What does it mean?
Well, there's two things. First of all, if you have one of those contracts or practice that says you won't get your tips, you won't get your commission, you won't get your bonus, you won't get your LTIP, you won't get some form of remuneration after you've been fired, and that I think applies to probably more than half of the Canadian workforce, then that's no longer the case. You will, unless the contract is written in a way that I have yet to see a contract written in this country. That the starting point, the Supreme Court said, is not what's in the contract, but the fact you have an entitlement to reasonable notice if you're fired or constructively dismissed, and whatever you would have earned in that notice period, you're going to get regardless of anything else.
So let's, I guess, from what the way you're describing it, I would ask, what's reasonable? What's that considered to be? And does it vary from contract to contract?
Well, what's reasonable notice, if that's what you're asking about, is a function of your age, your length of service, your position. It's usually 2 to 26 months that any employee's entitled to longer, older, more senior executives get longer number of months notice. Although if you've been there for 35 years, you're going to get 24 months, whatever your position is effectively. Within that 24 months or 12 months for, say, your average employee, if you would have got a bonus, you would have got commissions, you would have got a tips, you would have got a Christmas bonus, whatever you would get in my client's case, 13 months later, he would have got an LTIP award of $1.1 million. He was an executive and he was going to get a percentage of the company's sale price. Then you're going to get it if you're wrongfully dismissed or if you're constructively dismissed, even if you have a contract ostensibly saying you won't.
Okay, but so help me out here. In his particular case, the company ended up being sold. He would have made a lot more money. He would have made his money then anyway. But when someone...
If he'd stayed another 13 months, yes.
Right. When someone finds himself in a situation like this, not someone obviously, as for your client, who had been there for many years and this was a substantial amount of money, if you're working at a regular job where you're, say, on commission, you've been with a company for 4 or 5 years, they decide to let you go. They give you your 2 weeks or 4 weeks, don't work out a system. Does this automatically change things for everybody?
If you had a practice at that company, and most do, that you don't get commissions for sales that come in after you've gone, or you don't get tips that come in after you've gone. Now, tips are probably not a good example because tips are given that day, but maybe there's a tip pool and at the end of a month it's allocated. And, of course, the end of the month is after you've left. And the practice of the company has been, or a contract you've signed has been, you don't get that. Now you will.
Okay. So when
it's a Christmas bonus.
Right.
And you're fired in October, but your number of months notice would take you past December.
All right. So this is good news, based, as you described it at the top. This is good news for anyone who finds themselves in a situation where they've been terminated and there's money supposedly coming to them.
Anything beyond their salary that the company is a practice of not paying after
right.
You've been terminated. Yes.
Okay.
And huge news. The other aspect of this case is the court said there's a duty that employers owe all employees of good faith during the employment relationship. And if during the employment relationship the employee has been treated in bad faith, then they can sue for whatever damages they can prove they suffered from that.
Okay. What would bad faith be? What would that constitute as?
Well, not acting honestly, not acting decently, not acting reasonably, treating them shabbily, the opposite of good faith.
So do you now think this is going to open up a floodgate of more cases like this?
It sure can. Look, we would have won on that basis, in my view, except that we won on the simpler basis that he simply would have had that money during the period of notice. He was fired as a result of... He wasn't fired, actually. He was constructively fired. He was cheated and lied to by his boss. So finally he said, even though he knew this sale was likely to happen at some point in the future and wanted to stay to be there when it did, he couldn't take it anymore, so he quit. But he sued for constructive dismissal. The court said he's entitled to 15 months notice for his constructive dismissal. And during that 15 months, you would have had that $1.1 million because that's when the company was sold 13 months later. So he didn't have to argue bad faith to win. He was simply there during the period of, the court imputed a notice period that would have taken him to the time he would have got this bonus. But the court went on, because we talked about the bad faith, the cheating and lying that made him quit in the first place, and said, yeah, there's a remedy for that. In this case, he already has his remedy.
Right.
Just from getting notice from the contract, not applying, because even though he had a contract saying he had to be there to get to the court, so that's not good enough. This contract wasn't written well enough. It wasn't going to encompass this situation. It wasn't specific enough.
You know, I'm going to guess that based on this decision, there are companies now looking at contracts, thinking how they can sort of firm them up so they don't find themselves in a situation like this.
Oh, absolutely. I got to tell you, this contract had two different sections dealing with this very thing. It was as strong a contract as I've ever seen. But the Supreme Court said, if you're going to take away employees' rights, first of all, you have to tell the employee at the time they signed the contract, this is the effect of it. And secondly, and he, in his case, he did know the effect of it. Secondly, it has to deal with precisely the circumstance that ended up happening. Otherwise, it won't be good enough.
So in this
tough road for employers.
Yeah, in this case, the company was going to be sold. It seems the way you're laying it out that the company knew it. It was coming down the road. They preferred to keep that money and not pay him what was due him.
Yes.
Okay.
And they relied on the contract they
right.
had, which the court said simply wasn't enough.
Okay. Well, this is potentially, as you said, good news for anybody who finds himself in a situation like this, who are trying to be, screwed out of a bonus that they are entitled to. And as you said, you imagine now there'll be a flood of these coming forward. So
yes,
we shall see. Mr. Levitt, I thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Howard Levitt, Toronto employment lawyer, winning this case. Yeah, he was actually the one defending, or at least in this particular case, working with the plaintiff, and it was over $1 million in his bonus that he ended up getting. As I said, it's going to be very interesting to see, based on this decision, what companies do to change, to modify contracts so they don't find themselves having to pay out these bonuses they thought they wouldn't have to. Win for employees, I guess. Chalk one up for them.